Crouch. Bind. Set.
Joe presents the House of Rugby, together with Guinness.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the House of Rugby, Payne was on the spritzer, Hass sipping Guinness, Tins quaffing bubbly. The moment had come for a reflection on the year with Christmas suits and a plate of microwaved mule
marinara.
In all fairness, you've saved that with the last sentence.
Do you think?
Otherwise, it was pretty shit.
It's not my finest, but it does get us nicely into "Oh, come all ye faithful" to House of Rugby, Christmas edition 2019, brought to you by Joe, together with our very good friends at Guinness. My name is Alex Payne. It's a great pleasure to have alongside the Lord Mike Tindall and James Haskell, who's come as a Chippendale. For those who
I forgot the second year in a row.
I haven't been home. I've been training. I also look like I've been in some form of accident or something.
You look worse in retirement than you ever looked as a player.
I know.
It looks like training's going well. No one's getting the better of you, are they?
You should see the other bloke. No, honestly, I woke up this morning like I played a game. I couldn't walk. I was limping. I went to a dinner last night and the receptionist at the hotel went, "You've got a very good tan." And I was thinking, I haven't got a tan. Walked into my bedroom, I had blood down my side, my face was like red raw, and I was
an abrasion.
Yeah, it was like my face was like an open red wound that like looked like a tan. Right. Like I've been sunburnt. But now, for those people who listen to this only, if you can see the vision of it, my face is not great. I've got a nice little cut on the side of my head. Very hurty head.
For those who can't. For those who can't see and are only listening, my God, you are missing out. Mm. We've come as... I feel a bit like Brick Tamlin from Anchorman. You look like a half-wrapped present, and Tins has come as a Christmas tree.
Is the ring looking all right? Yeah, pretty much. Jungle
you're not
ready?
In the jungle now.
Are you not?
No, I forget that.
I forget that. Caitlin.
Who's going to be first in the shower? Me! Pick me! Pick me!
I was showering 7 times a day.
They managed to use one or two of them. Tyson Fury.
Yes.
Big unit. Oh, talking Tyson of Christmas.
But
do
you know what's really interesting about
the old De Vere dinner?
Yeah, the De Vere dinner. You were sorely missed, actually. Mm-hmm.
What was, what was it? What were you doing? What were you playing?
So there's
Tyson?
A company called De Vere that do an annual awards, and it's like
what,
nothing else.
What does De Vere do?
They're an investment advisory company.
What in God's name were you doing there?
Well, they just...
You were the hired entertainer.
Yeah, they just wheeled
bring in
out.
The elves.
They had a... Yeah, mate, listen.
Bring in Hask and the Gypsy King, you know what you're getting, right?
Yeah, that's very true.
But he was decked out in an unbelievable suit. But you know, what's really interesting about... Now I'm in the world of, like, fighting. When you meet these guys that are, like, really tough... You know, when it comes to handshakes, if you give me a normal handshake, you would give me like a firm, "How are you?"
Yeah.
Like, every time you meet someone that can actually knock you out, they go like this, they give you like a real soft. And so I was shaking his hand and I went to give him like the firm, like public school, "Hello." And he was like real soft. And I was like, ah, okay, he's got nothing to prove. It's really interesting. When you go out to shoot fight, same thing. Everyone's like really friendly,
Was he soft hands. Was he Dave Barton?
It wasn't
though.
Dave Barton, like limp, like a horrible like claw hand.
But, I do hope that Dave Barton listens to this because that's the third time
Dave
he's got
Happy Biscuit. Christmas to Dave Barton.
Biscuit Barton. Food bill. There was a buffet, he'd be straight through it, like filling his pockets with stuff.
It's like the moose from TalkSport. There's the food there. He's straight
takes his lunch honestly, box to a,
yeah,
to a lunch.
Even on days off, he'd be in eating free food. He's unbelievable, Dave.
Talk us through Tyson. Did he exchange some notes? Had he seen you in the jungle? Was he what a player?
He actually, obviously, had completely no idea who I was. So I got... Natalie P. Simon's laughing.
Honestly, even though you are now sort of national celebrity number one.
I wouldn't say that, but yeah, I mean, I'm slightly more well known. I'm getting taxi drivers. "Go on, Haskell, mate, you did fucking well in the jungle." Thanks, pal.
Yeah.
You know.
Cabbies fell right in behind you with your chauvinistic and bullying
ways.
They did.
You know, I went on to Love Sport Radio this morning. They're like, "So, you know, do you think Alpha Male, you know, 2019 Alpha Male doesn't really suit?" And I was like, "Well, I'm not changing, so, you know," I just asked my wife.
Good. Tyson, you were...
Yeah, sorry, will you keep on interrupting me with insults?
Sorry.
Tyson Fury was lovely. I actually asked him about the MMA, because I've seen him doing it. He said he wants to get involved in it. And he's talking about having two more fights, Joshua, Deontay Wilder, and then going to have his last fight. It's going to be an MMA fight, I think.
Did you tell him not to go into WWE wrestling?
I asked him about that.
He looks like an... He doesn't look very...
I asked him about that. He said he's already done that. He said he's done that at his payday. Done it. Done a couple of appearances.
It was bad, though.
Well, it doesn't matter. I think he got paid.
Why do you lie to him?
What do you mean?
He looks in great shape. It's the worst rigatoni ever.
Considering what he looks like, and also you wouldn't say that to him, would you?
Well, there you go. Actually,
First of all, he looks in great shape in comparison. He was quite in great shape, but you'd only ever say that if you were going at a car at 50 miles an hour. You're like, shit, Tyson! Shit, Tyson! Otherwise, you wouldn't say that to him. But he actually was looking in great shape, I thought. I've only ever met the bloke once.
Oh, were you just in like fan zone mode and you were just like, I love you.
But I never thought I'd been a massive fan of the Gypsy. He's made some very interesting comments about LGBT stuff. So I've not obviously been not a massive fan from a distance, but he was very polite, very lovely, in great shape, and he is obviously a massive character, and he could knock my head straight off the shoulders without much ado.
I'm not sure he could. He could outbox you. He could just keep pounding you. You'd be just like that
guy. I don't think I'd be able to
hit
him.
You'd be like Homer Simpson.
That's my UFC move. That's my Bellator move. They'll get tired punching me out, and then I attack like a coiled spring.
Literally rope a dope.
The Rocky doll.
Yeah.
Three well-wrapped Christmas presents on House of Rugby.
Oppo suits again.
Oppo suits.
Turning up.
Poor Guinness on one sleeve. Just rolls straight.
Every year. Thank you, Jelly.
I'm glad because I thought
they did on a short turnaround this time. Very good.
Next year, Jelly, please could I have just a small to medium rather than a parachute?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I'm never going to pick up speed in this. That they were all a bit on the small side last time, but you're definitely a 44.
I've lost weight this year working with
you. Yeah, but you're even more skinny. If you disappear, if you stand sideways, people are going to struggle to see you, apart from that nose.
It's lovely. It's
like shadow.
Nose.
Well, it's not the smallest thing, is it?
Statement piece.
I'm just looking at that right now, giving you banter.
Do you know what my nose looks like? You remember in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, where they wear their Norman helmets for the things done?
Exactly what you like.
Looks like it.
I was going for Life of Brian, the Centurion.
That is exactly
like
what
the Monaco Grand Prix track. Well, I used to. Now it looks Roman and classic.
Thank you.
But he still whistles like a kettle, then he's boiling. Every time he breathes in, the work experience guy comes running past.
Bats come flapping.
He's like, kettle's up. Oh, no, it's only Tins's nose again.
Tins is here. On this week's Christmas special edition, we'll discover what really happens at this time of year when you're a professional sportsman. I think we did this last year as well. We're certainly on the running order last year. I'm not sure we went anywhere near it. If you do know any professional sportsmen, then please do get in touch with them. Sadly thinning on that ground at the moment.
I'm actually a professional fighter.
Are you pro?
Yeah.
Are you not work experience fighter?
No, well, haven't you just done your PR contract? Until you fight the first one, you're not a pro.
Yeah. So I'm training as a pro fighter, but I'm not a pro. I'm like an academy
kid. You're a trainee.
I'm a trainee.
It was great training regime and eating 200 calories for 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. But I slimmed down to build back up.
Is that right?
Breaking it down to build it back.
Exactly.
I like what you do.
We're going to talk presents. We're going to talk storytelling. There is a Yuletide perfect pour, which will hopefully be cleaner than last year's debacle.
Well, I need a few more of these if we're going to...
Is the Christmas mood in swing with everyone else?
No, not
me. I'm banging out for it. I've had 47 Christmas parties in the last
year. Really?
Yeah.
I'm completely not on the path of Christmas.
I was with the Mad Dog Lewis Moody last night, obviously. For an auction prize for him. He's going down to the North Pole, I'm not entirely sure what they're doing, but...
Get knocked out. That's what normally Lewis does when he turns up the place. He's get kicked to the ball and knock himself out.
A polar bear or something. There's a group of them going... I think there was 11 of them that are going down there for his foundation.
Is this like a challenge or a holiday?
Yeah, a challenge.
Oh, really?
You don't really go on holidays in North Pole.
I went on holidays in North Pole 2 years ago. Not the North Pole, but to the polar. It was absolutely amazing.
Was it during an icebreaker for the chaps?
It was Northern Lights. It was husky sledding. It was fishing for Arctic chard. I can't remember what else we did, but it was amazing.
I bet it was.
Yeah, super stuff.
Where'd you put that through? Like, do you wear all like explorer's outfits?
Rang a little bell and someone delivered it on a platter.
Anyway, we digress.
Am I feeling Christmassy for tonight?
Am I feeling Christmassy? Absolutely not. I don't have a decoration up at the house. I haven't been wrapped long enough.
Have you really not?
No, because we were going to get some stuff and then we were going away. I don't know what we're doing, but we're doing something.
Just said the first 20 minutes of the show are going straight to the bin. Could we please start again with your first retired Christmas?
Yeah, unbelievable.
And are you therefore going to go hard at the turkey? What are you going to do this year that you've never done before?
I really stitched myself up because I think... Do you remember years ago Rio Ferdinand tweeted about around Christmas time going, spare a thought for us footballers having to play on Christmas Day? And then obviously everyone was like, what are you talking about, please? For your 500 grand a week contract.
£1,000 for the afternoon work.
Yeah, so obviously that... So I would never... turn my nose up at doing that. But obviously for the first time, you used to have to train on Christmas Eve... get half a day, get Christmas Day, not be able to drink, play Boxing Day, or if you were lucky, you play the day after Boxing Day. So you might have a couple of drinks, but really not that professional. So you couldn't ever get overindulge. When, you know, Boxing Day at home, sometimes they had the full all-day spread.
Yeah.
You know, the cold meats, the sausage rolls, the cocktail sausages, the breads, the cheeses, the, you know, assortment. The only time you'd ever eat a Yuletide log, Christmas cake. So I, you know, you can't do that. So you'd have to pick and choose. So I think for what I'm looking forward to doing is actually eating for once and relaxing when I want, drinking when I want. The only problem is I've somehow got myself embroiled in this fighting malarkey, and it means I am technically now still a professional. So I've got obviously a bit of time
until March. Surely
no, but I've got some time off over Christmas, but not much. The fear of how hard they train me is putting me off going too mad. I haven't done any Christmas dinners, any Christmas. I've only had a mince pie actually, which is mortifying because I absolutely love a mince pie.
How was the early lunch?
It was lovely.
Can we go anywhere on that or not? All that classified information.
No, what do you want to know?
Crackers, carols. Bit of a sing-song around the fire?
No.
Good wine?
Didn't drink, actually.
Why not?
This is the other one, the family lunch. So there would have been...
The firm gathering.
Yeah, how many tables? I think 7 tables, so it must be about 70 of us there.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then the kiddies have their own little one in there.
Good.
Do you find yourself upgrading every year, getting closer to the main table, or are you off out the back? How does that work?
Is there a promotion and relegation based on the year's performance? Because if there is, I imagine you're pretty much sitting on the right hand of Her Majesty.
No, because he's revealed secrets. I reckon he's out by the bogs. I reckon he's on the kids' table.
Trust me, there are one or two others who are out by the bogs.
Stop reading the papers, will you? Yeah.
There are one or two others very much closer to the bogs.
Oh, yes, there are. Yeah, actually, very good point.
Welcome back.
Yeah. So, actually, Kins is sitting on those other naughty royals that we don't talk about.
Yes.
I was on Prince Charles's table. It was lovely.
Really?
Good. Does he serve his endorsed products at the thing?
No.
Does he put out Dutch Cornwall biscuits, eggs?
They are good though, aren't they?
He must do. Does he not put a packet of shortbread out? Prince of Wales shortbread, you know.
No, I always
Dutch
think it'd be a great sponsorship for Zara, but it's just not. It's not coming off. No.
I love a shortbread.
Do you do Secret Santa?
Not on that day, no.
Oh. I'd love to do Secret Santa.
What would you get the Queen if you drew her in the hat?
Whatever I got, or I get beheaded for it.
James Haskell's health and fitness.
Well, but then,
yeah, no way.
But then that's normally a good thing for you, because then the rest exactly. of it looks okay.
You look quite good. Actually, be acceptable to look at.
She chopped my head off, I would have peaked. As long as I got my shirt off when I got my head chopped off, I really would have hit the pinnacle. Off with his head! That, rig sails through the roof.
That would have been an amazing Guinness Perfect Pour, isn't it? What would you have bought each member of the royal family for their Secret Santa this year? Not sure that we're actually going to do that.
There would be an awkward one.
Let's
move swiftly on to the first Christmas that you can remember, Mike.
Oh, there you go. First Christmas
What was the best Christmas present you had as a youngster?
Well, no, I really wanted a Sega Mega Drive. That's why I remember this Christmas, because I really wanted one. And my mum and dad had convinced me that I wasn't getting one. So I literally spent most of it crying because I thought they hadn't bought me one.
Imagine the mistake you make, though. You start slagging off your parents, getting really upset, causing a tantrum when they got it. In the end, how guilty you'd feel.
Yeah.
Christmas ruined.
Yes.
That would be not great.
First Christmas? I bet you were a slightly sort of tempestuous, overexcited child.
No. Oh, yeah.
5 a.m. up, get up.
Yes. 100%. I absolutely love Christmas. I
want e-numbers.
No, I wasn't like that. I was, due to some of my medical issues, I wasn't allowed to eat e-numbers. After that child disappeared and that animal came back in half, I wasn't allowed to have that anymore.
Yes.
I remember my... Excuse me, get emotional. No, I remember my first Christmas was... We never went to church, but we went to the old Christingle service. So I remember carrying the orange with a candle and eating all the sweets that came in it, you know, with the reason they lull you in, don't they? They're like, oh, do you love God? You're like, yes. And like, hey, have a Diet Coke or have an orange with sweets in it. So I was like, oh, I absolutely love God. And they're like, thanks very much for eating that. And then I remember coming back to the house and my mum said that she could see Santa flying across the house. I think it was a plane, but you bought into that.
Yeah.
Then I go to bed and I woke up and there was footprints on the carpet in... what looked like snow. There was a bite in the mince pie. There was a broken glass. Like Santa had broke the glass. There was a carrot with tooth marks in it from a reindeer, which is quite impressive.
That is quite good.
I don't know how they got
that. Did you do that?
Yeah.
The dog was choking the next day on some carrot.
One of my, you know, middle class like to stick together. One of my cousins has teeth like a rat, so they probably...
Yeah. Genetics are strong in the teeth.
Yeah, very much. Yeah, when you're marrying your cousins. You know all about that. There's probably a bloke outside Saffron Walden who looks like he's swallowing a bullcock or whatever it is. So I remember that coming down, all the things. I got given a, this is probably the start of the downfall, a microphone sort of karaoke set thing that you adjust a microphone that had disco lights and you could
And
sing.
Therein you fell in love with the sound of your voice.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. That was it. And I remember that. And one year I remember getting an N64. And I'm getting GoldenEye, and that was the greatest game of all time. And just sitting there so long, playing it for like 9 hours, getting a headache.
We've already discussed GoldenEye on a podcast before.
You know those Chris Dingle oranges with your fruits of the world and whatever it was?
Yeah.
I used to have... won't come as a great surprise. He used to have the old bowl haircut, proper bowl.
Yeah,
like
no
proper,
doubt.
Proper,
yeah, of course you,
robust
of course you.
Bowl haircut, cut just above the eyebrows. And at the age of 7, I got so excited by my Chris Dingle orange that I sort of looked into it and the bowl went up in flames. So I burnt a kind of
into
my hair like that. Yeah, burnt hair. My God, that smells for it, two to three to 4 to 5 days.
Yeah, but I mean, you probably were instantly more popular with the girls at that age.
I burnt in curtains.
Yeah. you accidentally became fashionable.
And a trim down on those
and that's the night he lost his virginity.
Yeah. Well, 7. So
a little trim down on
you didn't lose it at 7, amateur. Yeah.
Who is Bobby Bear? Was Bobby Bear a Christmas gift?
No. So I when I was born, someone gave me Bobby Bear. That I used to have, and I had something called a muzzy. I think that like muslin blanket. I don't you know. Muzzy. Yeah. I had a muzzy and I had Bobby Bear.
You'll know a lot about those when the children roll along.
Yeah. I mean,
well, here he is, MMA fighter. Tell us more about your muslin and your Bobby Bear.
Yeah, well, I'm tough and also sensitive. That's
whoever
like.
Fights this guy is unlucky.
If I smother them with the muslin. But I had this, had a muzzy and I had this Bobby Bear. And basically, it wasn't a Christmas present, but I had him all the time and he was brilliant. And then I went to a flight to Portugal. I think it was 15 at the time, and I lost him. Oh. Never saw it. I wasn't really 15. I was like 8.
That's where the mental issues came.
Yeah,
that's
and I cried. Story. I cried. And then someone told me that because he was found, he'd just been incinerated.
Oh.
Which really pushed me over the edge. And I've been aggressive and angry and bitter ever since.
Did, as a player, anyone ever overcook it on Christmas Day and turn up for a Boxing Day game?
Yes.
Name names.
Rhymes with Reverie Rota. if you know that.
Yeah, I can
work
that bit out.
I think we talked about this on last year's pod.
Did we?
I'm sure Trevor Leota came up.
Christmas last year?
I don't know. But I mean, I remember one obviously when I was 14, bin juice, and I couldn't get in. You had to do fitness on Boxing Day, so you still had to come in and train. And I remember people were steaming and people like running around. And then I had to do fitness afterwards. And I was running and I was like, you won't defeat me. And it was like, and I remember Sean Edwards was running up behind me. You're an 80-minute man, Mask. You're an 80-minute man. I was like, I'm not, John. I'm not.
Did Reva Riota, whoever that might
be,
play and play well?
Yeah, of course he did, yeah. I'm trying to think who else has done that. Not me.
I did the smart thing on the way in today. I listened to last year's.
Oh, did you?
Yes, Christmas show. I know exactly what was in it.
I did find myself at various points this year thinking, I could do with a pick me up and just going back to that Christmas show. The last 10 to 15 minutes of that show were great fun.
I honestly
great
value. Any of it.
Great value, telly.
Was it?
It says here on the script, I'm not quite sure where we're going with this, expand on Christmas stories. Christmas is all about storytelling, has written producer Cy. The Elves and the Shoemaker, A Christmas Carol, The Snowman. So here is perhaps the best untold House of Rugby story of 2019. Roll VT.
Hi, I'm producer Cy. Now, I know this isn't what you're expecting, but trust me, this is way better. It's all about McDonald's Gate, where James and the lads stitched us up by leaving us on the streets of Hiroshima, then spun the nation a yarn about what really happened.
Being the good person that I am, I decided to book rooms for the lads, book rooms for the whole team, but I was told...
That's not really the case, though. I mean, it sounds good, but not as good as this sounds.
I didn't book any hotels for you lads. I booked 3 rooms for us. You could leave your stuff at our rooms, so you kind of... I don't know. I think the park benches in Hiroshima are quite nice. There's a monument you could sleep under.
Wait a minute. That doesn't sound like this.
Checked in, and what I said when I checked in was like, listen, we need some rooms for the lads. Can't leave them out in the cold, being the ultimate team player that I am.
The moral of this story is quickly emerging. When you're trying to pull the wool over people's eyes, don't leave voice notes as evidence. Anyway, we were stuck on the streets of Hiroshima after midnight with no available hotel rooms anywhere in the city. Fortunately, though, just as James said on last week's show, he was there for us.
I don't know how we're going to make this work.
But the good news is, we're all grown-ups.
It wasn't great. There's been a little bit of contention in the group, but I feel like we've come together again now.
Yeah. So I apologise to you.
Yeah, so I did. The best thing was that Si apologised for messing up. And
Si's like, get this microphone to work. It's a fucking lie.
Fortunately, Mike, this microphone works. Of course I didn't apologise for being left on the street by my mates. Anyway, the next morning... someone was feeling very guilty.
How are you? How did you survive? I'm sorry. We just got back to Tokyo now. let me know.
It's all been forgotten now, and we're back to being good friends. But even so, it was lovely to get this voice note from James to underline how bad he felt for leaving us on the streets and then lying about it on Britain's biggest sports podcast.
It's always to stitch you up.
Winston Churchill once said that a lie travels halfway around the world before the truth has time to pull its pants up. I'm pretty sure he also said revenge was a dish best served cold. Time to hand you back to Alex and your regular programme.
I'm in the WhatsApp group trying to furiously honest to God.
Clean
bold?
Yeah, honest to God, that with some clever editing, I 100%, and I tell the truth, because you two were witnesses, we did try and get rooms for them and they said they wouldn't cover it.
James Cat's out of the bag. You fucked them.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah. welcome to the James Haskell show. I can't find it.
You're
a disgrace.
I honestly said to them.
We said to you that night, I can't believe what you're doing to him.
Yeah. I've got a WhatsApp group. I've got evidence. And we're going to do our own mockumentary of this absolute disgrace. And also, that was Si's last show at Joe. I'd like to thank him for everything he's done. He's a lovely chap. And he's worked very, very hard. Shock, he was in a denim shirt.
What I would give for a...
No, but he. But to be fair, though,
he was so natural,
wasn't
he?
He's got a great voice for it.
That's so natural how he reads from a dummy card.
No, but actually, I like Si's, but I would...
That is
I would
amazing.
Hear that,
that
and
very
enjoy
well
that.
Put together.
He was very well put together.
Well played,
yeah.
Si.
Yeah,
well played.
I mean, it's almost like I've turned up to a knife fight with a pencil, and you know, and he
well,
appears to have turned up
it,
with a bazooka.
We were basically included in it.
Yeah, I don't understand how you two have got away with it.
Yeah, it was, you know, because we were very good about it, and we tried very hard to make things come back together.
I honest to God said... we'll get you rooms, and they said, "Look, we can't." You know that some of the lads on the bar bench couldn't afford it.
Well, clearly you didn't.
No, well, I did. But that's editing. That's clever editing.
When are you going to figure out that voice notes are bad things?
I just can't bother.
You love a voice.
Yeah, but I've got evidence. I'm coming back
work
to this
to be done.
On Rouse of Rugby, my separate show that I'm going to develop. The truth, I'm going to call it.
Japan 2019. In everything that we've done this year, where is Japan 2019?
I think it's the top.
It's the best. It's the greatest.
Just to spend 3 weeks with you guys was amazing.
But do you know what it did? The wheels fell off, didn't it? Like
10 days, and then I went to...
Tins dropped us like a hot... You know, then my wife came out, and then you were sort of wandering around, just drunk.
Aimlessly
going,
Framois!
Yeah.
Where are you, Framois?
And your mate was even posting you, Tom. Yes, no. No, we are dribbling I went, you own 175 pubs. Went, actually, it's 195. Like, sorry, Tom. Apologise.
When you reflect on England's performance at Japan 2019...
I like the way you've pulled it back to script.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. I actually quite know where to go. Do you know if I did something with Jamie George, Carl Sinclair and Elliot Daly?
Yes.
What do you make of Sinclair? I don't remember anything. Well, is that just him?
I'm not that surprised, given what happened to him and the way that he was.
The glancing blow.
Well, he doesn't remember anything.
Well, he did say that it wasn't the most glorious way to check out, but it was a proper check out.
Yeah, he was dust.
But they are. So this is the question at the end. So we did this event, and the pain is really tangible for all three of them.
Yeah.
And I just wonder what you guys would say now to those fellas. How do they get over it? How do they move on?
Well, the closest I ever got to a World Cup final was being in Japan, just being in that location. So I can't say I've ever lost in a final before, but not lost on that stage. I just think they did brilliantly well. And I think I know it's going to be really painful because to get to that shot, and it's such a rarity and such a thing only like Mike's experienced, the guys in 2007, but they fell short. I just think over time they should understand that they've achieved something, you know, pretty special getting there. They got beaten by South Africa fair and square. South Africa dominated. They did well. You know, they took away one of England's weapons for whatever reason. Again, I've not looked at, because I left straight away and went into the jungle essentially and came back. I didn't see the fallout. I didn't even know that some coaches had left their roles until I tried to catch up on all the news. And I just think that South Africa just were better than us on the day. I just don't think they carried better. They just did everything better. The scrum, when they took that weapon away. Again, was there a massive fallout about the interpretation of the scrum? Was there any of that?
Not really.
No. If you can't blame the referee, what can you do?
You have to accept
that you've got work to do. But they will be disappointed. But look, the season started again. Everyone stuck into it. I mean, you know, when I left, Saracens had just been docked 800,000 points or whatever. That was the big news. And I think it moves on quite quickly. But I think if you're in it, perhaps doesn't move in as quickly as you want to. But as soon as the England games start again and Eddie's situation gets sorted, which I think is completely insane, that there's even a delay on all that kind of stuff, and they're trying to.
Well,
put
they've got time. They're not in a hurry.
No, but I think they're trying to. Someone told me about this nonsense again. It could be fake news. I'm reading about in the paper, so it's probably 90% bullshit, along with my sex marathon claim. They're trying to put a director.
I wonder where they got that. I wonder where they got that kind of idea from, though.
He doesn't need that. He just needs to just pay him and let him get on. But I think the lads did brilliantly well.
A director of rugby, because Eddie's a hands-on coach. A director who deals with the RFU. So he doesn't have to deal with that.
I know, but I just don't think he wants to have any more hassle. Doesn't want to answer to anyone.
I'm just getting a bit very dry throat. Yeah.
Parched.
You can actually see the hask on my cup, which is what I don't want to see.
Well, it's obviously going to have a little bit of change because we're going to, with the couple of guys that have left the coaching staff, if Borthers leaves as well, obviously.
Do you think it will go?
I don't know, but I'm not entirely
rumours.
Sure. There's rumours, but I'm not entirely sure why the hell you'd want to go to Leicester. But
if you're ever going to take over at Leicester, this is about the right time to do it.
Well, no, because you've still got to get rid of the board first.
True.
If you ever want to go to Leicester, this is not the right time to do it. The problem is with Leicester is the board. But whether that's true or not, I don't know. It's hearsay.
Wearing your Leicester colours, as you are.
Yeah, I love Leicester. But, yeah, look, I think with coaches, it's not a bad thing, because I think that those players, as Hess said, they're going to get burnt from it. They were the best team in the World Cup for the majority of the World Cup. They were just not the best team on one day.
Yeah,
they should go home very proud of themselves. As a nation, we should be very proud of them because the way they played against Australia, against New Zealand, and if they had have gone, if they'd have had to play every game and they'd have gone through and have beaten Argentina, France, Australia, New Zealand, and then beaten South Africa and won it, no one's ever done five tier ones and then won it. You look at South Africa, they only had to beat two tier ones. Well, one.
Classifying Wales as one of those?
No.
Okay.
Just,
and so we begin the new year. Again.
Ireland was 2019. It's Wales we're breaking up in 2020.
Ironically, England should have played more like Wales in that final and they might have stayed in it.
I think Mike, you know, he's massively right on that point, that they have achieved something very special. They were the best team and that they did so well, but also I think the manner in which they did it, when I was lucky enough to go into camp and see, they were positive, they were energetic, there was no dramas, everyone behaved themselves, they put their best foot forward, they excited the nation. I thought everybody back here, the fans, were rational for once.
Yeah.
There was none of that is coming home, any of this stuff. Even when we beat New Zealand, there was, you know...
Well, there was a bit.
There was a bit. I mean, when we were in that bar and everyone was just seeing all those Kiwis' faces, I was a bit like, guys, you have just beaten the best team in the world. And this is quite a rarity, but we did it in such a good fashion. But I think you're exactly right. They just got beaten by a better side on that particular day, and that's all you need. You know, all it comes down to is one game and everyone forgets all the rest.
Yeah.
For you, that was very nicely put, actually. I hope that makes those involved feel a small bit better. Just this retirement thing, it's been a hell of a year for you, actually, isn't it?
It's been madness, really. Obviously, I retired...
That's all right, I like a little bit of footsie. Bit of footsie, you like
it was, yeah, it's been madness. You know, retiring, not when I wanted to, you know, not going to the World Cup. Well, obviously, probably would never have gone and got selected, but the thought of it, the chance of it, doing kind of I'm a Celeb, you know, having the kind of being to 8-9 countries in that four-month period, travelling all over the place, going to weddings for the first time, you know, kind of relaxing, being able to choose weekends, getting into signing for Bellator, House of Rugby, going to Japan, spending 3 weeks with you two, having the most fun. I thought all the live shows we did, you know, getting to explore, I think it's probably the best city in the world behind London.
It was such a great
us sitting down and just getting to chat. You know, I think we're now, you know, this is the very first Christmas, obviously retired, so the freedom that the wheels are off within you know, within reason. I don't have to plan anything. I've just got to make sure that I'm back in to shoot fighters at a certain time, obviously, because I can't delay it too long. But actually, I'm going to be able to wake up on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, the day after, have no fears about playing. And I think it's very exciting. And I've come to terms with it, actually. And do you know what? I'll be completely honest with you. I don't really ever feel like I was a rugby player.
Is that right?
Really weird, yeah. Since I went into Japan and I left, I've had absolutely nothing to do with rugby. Nothing. I mean, I've tried to. I was because obviously I had no phone. So when I got back, I started following it. Great to see Northampton top of the Premiership table. Obviously, not going so well in Europe, but, you know, obviously playing Leinster. Great to see people. I didn't even know Wasps down at 10th. You know, Leicester not doing very well.
Yeah.
You know, Saracens being relegated. Bristol Bears signing everybody.
Yeah.
You know, people talk about Carl Sinker on $500,000. George Ford re-signed for $600,000. I was like, damn.
See that is madness. Well, I was just going to say very quickly. About madness on Leicester.
Here's I am.
I was going to say very quickly, welcome to House of Rugby, your go-to venue for all the breaking rugby news.
I'll start watching it.
Powerful insight. And
I'll start watching it again.
Up to the minute.
Did we talk about... Last week, did we talk about Johnny May?
and the fact...
Might go back to Loser.
No, but why would you keep... No offence to Ben Youngs or whatever, but why would you keep Ben Youngs, who's probably at the let's go to France and make hay,
yeah,
and your best try scorer, one of the best players for England, let's let him go?
How do you know what who's being paid what? Or does that not even matter?
Well, it doesn't even matter, but surely your choice of things...
Priorities
for Leicester is a pack that gets you back to where you were as Leicester. You've got this back line, so you need a pack. Now, obviously, there's a wage thing within that structure or whatever, but Ben can't be getting paid a small amount of change. Would you be not better looking for a young scrum half who could then come through and take it? I'm just throwing out the
What's
idea.
Under the tree at Leicester Town?
Where's Johnny May going?
They've asked him to take a pay cut.
And why would you offer Johnny May a pay cut?
When he's your top try scorer.
I think it's because they think he doesn't know what's going on. They'll just trick him and go, Johnny, do you want less money? Okay.
They use Johnny's line against him. They're like, Johnny, there's no good news, there's no bad news.
Yeah, exactly. It's just news. Yeah.
We're cutting you.
Yeah, Johnny, you've done so well, we're going to give you less money. Does that make sense? I think so. Can I run fast? Yes, you can. Well done, Johnny. Can I kick that ball and run after it? Yeah, you can. Go on then. Yeah, I imagine that's
can
how
I
it works.
Pack down at flanker? No, you cannot.
No, you can't. Yeah, yeah, ever
get
again.
Back out wide.
Yeah, I can back that up. Have you ever seen the video clip of me packing down at eight?
No. I thought you used to play eight.
I did.
You should probably know what you're doing then.
Well, no, I was in the era of the where you still try and slingshot it.
Oh, yeah.
You remember it now, don't you? And as I've slingshot in, I've shut the two.
Oh,
I've shut the
spinal.
Two. Literally off. Had to go off.
Really?
Neck
compressed
gone.
Your neck.
Yeah. Literally went down.
Slingshot. Engage.
Boys and their toys.
It's worth the YouTube. Anyone out there?
Shake and bake.
Literally, Huey Edmonds just put that everywhere he could possibly ever get it.
You need to stay out back with the pretty boys.
But I think I'm gonna obviously now get back it now I'm around, get fully back into it. I'm gonna go and watch some teams play.
Are you really?
I am.
When you say go and watch some teams play, what's
that mean? I actually wanna go and watch Northampton. I'm gonna go and watch Harlequins play.
Super.
You know, I haven't been invited to Austin, I'm not sure the owner wants me there. But apart from that, Harlequins.
Why are you gonna go watch Quins?
Because I'd Robbo and Danny Kerr and Carl and just see them and Paul Gustav.
Mates.
Mates, you know. Rugby friends. Just got to stay in there, got to keep your nose in.
You could do that from home. Yeah,
from Northampton. Just put my nose in there.
It's stuck in again.
Pass nose arrived. Yeah, just rugby friends.
So if 2019 is a smile, like it started well and then we had a bit of a dip. Back up, is it a full smile?
100%, but it is very weird that I just don't, you know, I don't know if you feel this, but I just don't ever feel like I was a rugby player. I don't remember playing. I don't.
A lot of people would agree.
But I mean, people thought I was doing that. You know, that program faking it. You know, when they did that program, they got three people. And they picked the wrong person. Let me get on with it.
You did pretty well for that show.
I did very well. 18 and a half years.
Tour.
Yeah, unbelievable. Amazing. Team man. Yeah. Proved it, and I proved myself in the jungle.
If only they'd strapped him out.
A combustible team.
If only jungle. Just imagine if they'd only strapped a pair of hands to him. He could have even gone.
I could have been lethal. Could have been unbelievable. That's what I ask Santa for every year: a new pair of hands. He just gave me feet to put on my hands.
Just gave you other mitts.
Yeah,
but nothing inside them, so they were just floppy.
Special hands, sausage hands, sausage fingers. Is Ant and Dec.
How are we going,
Si? TV friends.
Yep, happy.
Mid-trail, he's saying. Please,
is it mid-trail?
You are listening to House of Rugby Christmas Special, together with Guinness. With me, Alex Payne, alongside James Haskell and Mike Tyndall. Still to come, our Yuletide perfect pour. We've got a secret Santa.
Yes, we do.
And we have more Christmas tales as well. I don't quite know why I'm doing it like that, but I quite like a soothing radio two-tone to the Christmas special.
No.
Hang on.
Oh.
Please wait. Don't forget, still time to order something from the House of Rugby shop for people you're seeing after Christmas. Go to shop.joe.co.uk.
Was your Christmases a bit like a scene out of Poirot, you know, where he'd go to one of those big houses and they'd just be like log fires?
So Si laughs, that's just,
and all relatives like trying to murder each other. Yeah. And like,
7 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Table service.
And we've just done
Murray's not here.
Mid-thing trail where we can cut it off, right?
Yeah, my Christmas like
but Poirot. You know, where you go to an old mansion and there'd be some old relatives all interbreeding. You know, like...
Downton Abbey.
Yeah, very much like Downton Abbey, but with a kind of a tinge of sort of interbreeding and things like that, like people with ailments.
You've nailed it.
Is it?
Yeah.
And like, you know, did you do weird games like charades and murder? And like, did you have a bit of pudding? And they'll be like
parlor games.
Halfpenny in the pudding and all that.
They
stuff.
They play real life Cluedo.
Yeah. Did you ever find a ruby in your Christmas pudding because Aunt Mary had passed out and after the sherry and dropped it in there?
Yes. Well, no, not because she's done that, just because that's how those are Christmas gifts. Inside the pudding.
So gold bullion.
Yeah, because when I pull crackers, diamonds. They've got crackers. Is that when you pull crackers? Did you have that kind of thing in there?
Yes.
Well, you can't lift
a cracker. You can't lift Dorset.
You can't lift the cracker.
Yeah. So
it's a bit weighty.
Do you pull it in and there's a little child's hand holding a blood diamond in there? You're like, oh, excellent. Yeah. That's what, you know.
Yeah. Any more?
Do you ever pull a crack and a blunderbuss comes out or something like that? You know,
come after you with a blunderbuss.
Yeah. I just wondered. Do they have arranged marriages at your? Yeah. Like, do you have to like marry your cousins? Are they stopped all that now because of all the problems?
Pulls a cracker, a dowry falls in.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Do you fence before or after the Christmas lunch?
That's tea, surely. That's
is it tea?
Yeah, tea time fencing.
High tea fencing.
When do you go and beat the poor people up? Do you let your staff have the day off on Christmas Day, or do you make them slave away? Do you like?
Yep.
No. Too much.
Don't forget, you can download some of Joe's other programming, including TKO with Carl Frampton and Chris Lloyd, and Liquid Football with Kelly Cates. Where are you going to be?
I'm stopping.
Why?
I'm not doing any more filming until.
Right. Can we have a refill?
Murray's not here.
Oh, is he not?
He's away.
There's a reason why we're not having drinks, apparently. Trust the fucking person that's doing it, says producer Si. Well, where are you going to be
two
on Christmas
of five.
Day?
It just looks bad for the TV.
I know, it's very bad for our sponsors.
I don't care.
Why are you buzzing?
Two.
I'm not. Yeah.
What are you going to be doing on Christmas Day?
I'm potentially going to be in New York.
Right. Fairy Tale of New York.
Yeah. Any good Christmas movie is set in
New
York.
Home
Alone 2's New York.
Okay.
So, Miracle on 34th Street.
Have we talked Die Hard?
Best.
Is that New York?
Die Hard.
Is that New York?
LA.
LA is the first one.
Yeah.
Then second one is New York.
Yeah.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah,
New York. No.
Down some. Is that?
Yeah,
Down that with Vengeance.
Yeah,
is New York also.
Yeah. All good Christmas.
Jeremy was a New York cop.
The one with Dudley Moore as the toy inventor. Was that Chris with Father Christmas?
Santa Claus.
Yeah,
the movie.
Yeah. Santa Claus, the movie.
One of my faves.
Yeah, he's very good. Old Dudley.
Where is your go-to
for what?
For Christmas movie. Mine's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, without a doubt.
Really? Mine's The Grinch or Elf.
Mine, Elf, actually.
Mine is Love, actually.
Of course
really?
It is.
Great. I don't like that bit with Keira Knightley with the bloke, you know, when he turns up with the signs and she gives him a little
kiss. Did you see Boris Johnson's?
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, I heard about it. But I mean, I just tried to shy away. I voted and just left him to it. I couldn't do anything to stop that other there. Lunatic. Well, we won't go in there.
Let's not do that. What is happening at... Where are you going to be? What are you doing this
I'm
year?
I'm at home.
Are you? Yeah. Are you entertaining or are you just doing a little...
We are flying to Australia on Boxing Day, so... Oh.
But there will be armed guards at the house, so don't try and come on the rob.
Little turkey twizzler, or are you going for a lot?
What you've done there. Thank you for protecting me. But they do shoot to kill.
Release the hounds. Two Dachshunds come out with asthma.
We're at home. So we're at home for Christmas.
Turkey Twizzlers, turkey in a bag, all the full works.
Do you have a seven bird feast?
Yes.
An ostrich stuffed with something?
Have you ever had a seven bird feast?
Yes.
Mm. You have?
Yeah.
Do they serve like a horse with a cow in it and something else just go down in a real...
It's like the...
I can't carry it. Get in there.
It's a very hard stuffing, Matt.
Yeah, I bet it is. Yeah.
Fanny Craddock.
We know you get stuffed at your Christmas Day.
Have you generally had a seven bird feast?
I've had a seven bird salute.
Do they serve on Christmas Day with you those tiny little French birds that you have to eat under a napkin and you eat the
whole
thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a hors d'oeuvre. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's breakfast.
Sums you up. Yeah, fine.
Who cooks in your establishment?
Well, this Christmas, because we're at home, the cooking duties are shared. So we're with...
It'll be Mrs. Patmore.
So there's us.
Yeah. We'll laugh then.
Sorry.
So real. It's so real.
Yeah, it was. Very good.
Obviously, Pete and Autumn are there, and then Zara's dad. So it's everyone's got their jobs to do.
Right. And you're on logs.
I'm on supplying the booze, so I'm very good at that.
Well done,
so
you. Where are you going to do Christmas Day then? If you're in your house,
No, no, no. It's I can't think where we're going. Actually, Chloe's organised it all. Right. But last year I did a turkey.
I'm not telling you because someone might be there.
Yeah, I did a turkey.
I think you're all right in New York.
You say that, but he's already told where he's going.
Yeah, of course.
He'll conveniently have his top off whilst ice skating.
Have you
in,
sold the rights to your Christmas lunch?
I didn't think that was possible. Is it possible?
Hello, agents.
Hello. Can we sort that out? OKR is available, but probably for hello, you know what I'm saying.
Have you bought Chloe her present?
Not yet.
Is that a little duty-free number on the way?
Yeah, it will be, yeah. Johnny
Where
Walker.
Are you for Christmas? And are you going for the usual stocking of the fire extinguisher? Or
no, I've improved on the fire extinguisher from our first marriage.
You now realise it's a thing.
Done my Christmas shopping. We are my parents-in-law for Christmas Day, and we're off to Kenya on Boxing Day.
Oh, lovely.
Do you know where Kenya is?
No, I do, thank you very much.
You're actually looking at
you're going to shoot some rhino or something like that, going to kill a lion?
No.
Something? You're not into that. I thought that's what you're
going on safari
did.
To conserve.
Are you going to wear complete beige with the pockets
on the
side?
I have got a white safari suit.
And a white safari suit.
Like Roger Moore. No, yes. One wears a white safari suit, quite like.
Yeah, but
Roger
will you have the hat?
Yes.
Right, fine.
Can I borrow yours?
Will you ride an elephant?
No, that's. Okay. We have sponsored an elephant, though.
Really?
Yeah, it's part of going.
Have you? What was it called?
Let me get back to you on that.
Close sponsorship, was it then?
Not me. My children are very excited.
I'm taking part in the Battersea Dogs Home and Cats lottery, where I pay, I don't know what it is, like £10 a month, or the off chance
of
winning
something.
Do you pay, or
is that a new endorsement?
No, I got nailed. I got nailed on the door. You know, I knocked on the door, and I was like, that shirt off, standard. I thought that was shocked, and it turns out it didn't. And I had to fill in forms, and I'm now sponsoring a Battersea Dog Home.
Called?
I don't get a dog, I just give them the money. They don't give me a dog. I'd like to have a, you know, like a sausage dog called Alan or something.
I've got a dachshund called Sybil.
Have you?
Yeah. Mm. Rock star.
Really?
Sai keeps coming through trying to move us on to the other things. What did you say, producer Sai?
Might actually get back to your script if you.
Yeah, I know.
I think he's so terrified of Guinness now. Yeah. He can only drink one. Apparently, he can only drink one bite pint at Christmas. That's it. Yeah. It's a new legislation.
Ho, ho, ho.
No, you just kind of like, ho. Christmas is over. Thank you.
Have you done your Christmas shopping?
Yes, I think I'm pretty much done. I'm quite confused about where I've got to, what I've got. But I haven't wrapped anything yet. So I think I'm done. I think I'm done, but until I've wrapped, I'm not entirely sure.
I've done nothing.
That's pathetic.
Well, I haven't been here. Christmas is... Honestly, it's like I just turned up halfway through a month and went, oh, it's Christmas. I was like, is it? Was it? I was in a jungle with absolutely no Christmas anywhere. I don't think Christmas in the sun is legitimate anyway. I don't think you can have Christmas unless it's cold and wintry.
I've done it twice in Australia.
Can you do it?
Very weird.
That's what I mean. It's not part... It's
literally
not,
is it shrimps on the barbie?
Shrimps on the barbie.
It's not cricket, that.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. That's what
it's
I mean.
Very weird driving past people's houses in Sydney and them having, like, full snowmen and everything out front, and it's 35 degrees.
Yeah,
well, I mean, this year it's 55 degrees. I mean, it's like...
Yeah. You're off to Kenya.
It depends how close.
Yeah. Just, you know... Might take that bit out actually, because I've just basically.
Yeah, you've told them where you go.
Yeah,
I am.
I don't think anyone's worried about you for 20 minutes.
And I am definitely not flying.
Yeah.
I'm not flying till the 1st of January.
Yeah. Ivory smuggling? Are you going to do something like that? You going to bring back an elephant's foot ashtray or something for your relatives? Is it true that when you walk?
Why is Si laughing? None of this is entertaining.
As you walk into a house, is it just like a room of death, like out of Ace Ventura? There's like walrus through the wall, like a hippo, a thing. Imagine your oak panel living room is just a wall of death. White tiger rugs. No?
I'm just not giving any oxygen to this.
Well, all right.
Quick
be
game.
In your head when the RSPCA come around and rescue.
Quick game. 5 rugby players you'd most like to have a Christmas dinner with.
Oh, Tins, Dozer, Simon Shaw.
This is one. Fucking big turkey.
That's one big turkey. Who else? Did I say Dylan?
Dylan?
Yeah. Danny Kerr.
Friends.
Leonard. Lol. Bolsh.
There's a lot of cash around that table as well.
Pezza and Catty.
That is old school. That's an old school deep dive into a Christmas turkey.
You could have a gnaws off. Because I imagine most years you wrote to Santa, oh, dear Santa, all the Bath players are ignoring me because I'm a little weasel. Can I please have a Christmas dinner? Who would you have had with you?
Stephen Jones, John Inverdale, Stuart Barnes.
Yeah. Dowie Morris. And who's Simo? What's his name?
And Simo.
Yeah.
That would be my 5.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Scott? What about Craig Quinnell? Scott Quinnell. Frank Quinnell.
Scott. He's way too much fun for it.
What 5 journos would you put up with for a night out?
Oh my God. Do you know what the weird thing is about the journalists? They've lost all power to me. You know, like they used to worry. Like, I didn't used to worry, but
you
used to have to.
You did. You were a fretter. You were a fretter about headlines.
A fretter.
You were a real tiswas.
Sorry. They cut the headlines out of last week's one, but it was like. My favourite the other day was with the joke. Richard and Judy flee the jungle after Haskell's sex tape. It's like, nobody worries about headlines when you've had the headlines, England call up for Haskell with Peeping Tom past. I don't give a crap
give
anymore.
Give it and take
no,
it.
No, but it's, I think
he sends it through, generally.
Who can I put up with?
Actually, let's not go there. It's the spirit of goodwill and good tidings. Goodwill amongst all men.
Oh, I mean, all right.
Well, no, so you'd fit into this group.
Alex Payne, I can deal with.
I'm not a rugby journalist. Once upon a time, maybe. Well, working with you two clowns dragged me right out of that respected
group. You've peaked. So 2019 for you, 2018 has been the biggest career work of your life. Career. This is your magnum opus.
Do you think?
Well, of course it is. It's like this is your peak. This is as good as you're ever going to get. You were in Sky on Channel 5. I mean, we got more viewers to one of our podcasts live than you got on that Sky programme.
In an entire season.
We get more
people in the pub.
You know, we get more viewers
hello,
to our listeners.
Wembley!
We get more viewers and listeners to one podcast than BT Sport get their entire season.
Oh, hello.
There goes your broadcasting career for the next
time. And what? I don't have a broadcasting career.
Yeah. Five non-rugby guests. Go.
Ricky Gervais, The Rock.
Kim Kardashian.
No.
That's the angle.
No, I'm not allowed to do that with Claire. I've come a long way from those days, don't I? Shall we? Who else? Floyd Mayweather.
Anyone from the jungle?
Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah. And one more. Who can I put in there? Who would be great fun? Let me think. Jack Whitehall.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, yeah, great. I panicked. I couldn't think of that.
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah. Have you met him? Have you played golf with him?
No, not yet.
Oh, shit. I'll swap Jack Whitehall for Carl Cox. Sorry. Yeah.
You've got to love him with Carl Cox.
Yeah. I love Carl Cox.
Superstar DJ. Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper. Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
And...
Will Ferrell.
Would like to go with Will Ferrell, but I think it'd be too much for me. I'm going to take another girl, I think. And I'm going to take Reese Witherspoon.
Strong. I like that.
Did you hear about that American actress that got killed?
No,
yes, bring it back to Ho Ho.
She got stabbed with. It was Reese with. She got killed with that.
Killed with a spoon.
Yeah, Reese with a spoon. Don't worry about it. Right. Over
if
your
that
head.
Fucking makes the show, I quit.
Is that a promise? Because the producer Si is eager to get in front of the camera
and
with his lies.
And we saw
we see how the other day, and he was looking very good at that.
Yeah.
Reading in front of. The camera.
Oh,
you,
oh, shit.
Si, get back in your box, son.
Hello, Antiques Roadshow. What am I doing?
Are you
Si?
Glad that Vernon Gay's got like a board
stop
game?
Stop talking. What am I doing? Okay, right.
You can get under his skin.
We've got a Secret Santa. We've all bought each other a present.
Yes, we have.
Like to say that I haven't bought a present.
Have you genuinely not bought a present?
I have brought a present, but I got... producer side to go get me.
Right, okay. We've got Father Christmas to bring in our presents.
Have you?
Yeah.
Maybe you can bring some Guinness in or we can
I would
go back up the chimney.
Has he got
can we please welcome in our Father Christmas? Where's our Father Christmas coming from? Hold on tight, everybody.
Oh, he's clumping along.
He's wearing some very heavy footwear.
If he's wearing a denim shirt, it's Si in a bad disguise.
What an amazing
on the
outfit.
Cue. Happy Christmas to our Secret Santa. How do you not put the...
Roman Cam.
Oh! Yeah!
Also,
hello, mate.
Nice. Happy Christmas.
Good to see
how are you,
Roman?
Come on in, Roman. Have a seat.
I don't even know if I should say hi because you said you wanted Caitlyn Jenner on the show.
I'm trying to lead you down the path.
I want you,
Roman. You go in.
I want you to win.
Good to see you.
Well done,
mate. Thank you.
Have a chair.
I thought I was
chaos everywhere.
I thought I was seeing you later, and I thought you would never listen to this.
Roman, you come and have a seat. I'm going to stand. You sit in there.
Okay, right.
Because I'm tagged into the wire.
You were my favourite.
Come on, emo cousin. Get in there. Look at you. Oh
I'm
my God.
Sort of quite jealous about this because there was quite a big bromance that brewed between
we
the two.
We have seriously
of you.
Gone big time as well. Eh?
How are
you?
What does it cost to get you on this show off
a
the back
fortune.
Of.
Well, it would have cost
lovely, we've even got spare
because
chair.
I thought I was seeing you later and I just thought.
Because he wants the followers.
Are we allowed to drink now as well?
Straight business.
It's all straight social.
You know, he's absolutely done me on the social. You winning about 300?
220k, but it wasn't me. It was my mate that runs our capital account. He's really funny, and we brought him in when I used to do the evening show. And I said to him, I was like, "Do you want to take it on and do mine whilst I'm in there?" And so we took him off capital entirely just to run mine. and he just rinsed me. He turned my farts into drum and bass remixes. apparently that's what bangs.
What I love is the utter disappointment in you that you didn't think of that and you haven't.
I am. I'm honestly listening going, I can't believe it. I mean, the guy I did mine was great. He's just got over a million.
You've gone from 300k to a million.
No, yeah. 200 and something k to a million. Yeah. I've gone up to 500 and something from 300, about 200,000. Might as well bother not doing it.
You're never
much of a grower.
The problem is, if you're a bully, that's what happens.
Thank you.
Well done, JP. JP's in the house. Have one of those.
Work experience.
Congratulations.
First name on a Roman.
So Haskell
1 million.
Has been saying that Haskell's doing gigs at Battersea Dogs Home off the back of Love Island. Yeah. Off the back of I'm a Celebrity. Wrong show.
Yeah.
Not very good.
Not allowed to Love Island. TV.
But how's life been for you?
It's been pretty mental. I saw Haskell was one of the first people I can remember seeing.
Yeah.
When I came out on the final day, because it was like I just went into complete panic stations. It finally you see everyone and you come out and there's. Everyone's dressed up in their nice clobber and their proper garms. They smell good. And you're like, have I died? Is this the final scene in Lost? What is going
Roll
on?
Roll credits.
Yeah, because it's like, it's weird, man. It's weird. Like, 10 minutes before, you're disgusting. You're showering in absolute terrible water. And then all of a sudden,
that's all right.
You're there.
When he was leaving, there were tears in your eyes. Were they
Big
just
time.
Of pure joy?
Like, yeah, I didn't want to say it. I just knew I hadn't cried much in the series, so I got Caitlin's tweezers.
I was just pulling. The art of acting by Joey Tribbiani.
Yeah. No, yes, exactly.
When I met Chloe on the bridge, I punched myself in the nuts. Like,
they need this shot for the back pages.
No. Do you know what it was? It was like, it's really hard in there to be able to tell your proper emotions and what you're feeling, because you don't know how many people you're going to affect. Yeah. If I sat in the middle of the group and said, I'm feeling really down today, I don't want to bring other people down. And then he would always, the lunk would always come over to me and he'd say, where's Roman gone? Where's Roman gone? And then I'd be like, fine, let's talk about it. And I'd talk to him, I'd say, why I'm feeling sad or if I'm worried about home or anything like that. And they've never showed a lot of that. And I remember it was the day before you left. I had a massive wobble. And I remember we were sat on your bed and then we were just talking it out. And then when you went, I just all of a sudden, I looked around, I've gone, I ain't got no one that I can talk to. Like, how am I going to stay here?
Yeah.
So it was like, and then I think, and that was 5 minutes, I got over it.
Got 500,000 viewers, took the tweets and carried on.
Self-punched myself in the face.
It's tough, man, because people will come, your family. James is the first person up in the morning, he's going out, he's getting water, he's doing the gas, he's getting out, he's going to each person's bunk. How are we, gang? Is everyone feeling good? Like, you know what I mean?
And the immediate response, fuck off, Hattie.
Yeah.
I think we were quite Mr. Miyagi in the way that we trained him throughout the course of Japan.
One thing we're going to take full credit for it.
Fair amount, I think. You'd hand that over, wouldn't you? Nice James. Nice James was created, cultivated, and grown in Japan.
I genuinely said this. I can't remember if I said it on last week's show. I've had too many bangs to the face this week. But I think when I went into the show, it was quite nice because I said... I've had some teammates who've had some problems and stuff like that. I think I said about Kieran and Marl, and I was gutted that he didn't come and speak to me, or people haven't spoken to me subsequently about a problem. So I realised that I was probably not the most approachable person. I kind of was quite... People worried I might take the piss or whatever. So when I went into the jungle, genuinely nobody in there had any idea who I was, and I didn't know anything about rugby. So the topic of conversation didn't turn around to about me. So I could be who I wanted to be. And I was like, I want to be nice. I want to support people. I found a set of people that I really got on with, but I actually found the role that fitted in quite nicely. And what we talked about, actually, it was nice to put it into practice. And do you know what? For once, I know people always talk about me talking about myself, but it was so nice just to ask. And I remember having this conversation with Roman and just being like really inspired by what he's done and listening to, Jacqueline's story and like Miles' story. And it was so nice just to hear about what these people achieved. And I generally would come out of it going, oh my God, this is so impressive. You can do this stuff for your life, especially as I'm in a point of transition myself. It was just really inspiring to have those kind of conversations and meet people.
And the fact that his dad was in EastEnders.
Yeah, exactly.
That was so embarrassing.
Did you have any idea who he was when you went in?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
I just knew. All I knew was.
Brand Hask?
No, all I knew was I had seen in the past, from like a lot of my mates, big rugby fans at school and stuff like that. So obviously we knew about the Red Cap. and all those types of things. But I'd mostly just seen your highlights of you fighting people.
Yeah, so you said that.
People
upsetting him when he's squirting with water.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but I genuinely thought, like, when I knew the lineup, I was like, because you kind of work it out. I was like, Ian Wright and James Haskell, that's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. Because I thought you got two opinionated people in there. But then as soon as the second we got there, I couldn't be further from the truth. They were like best mates.
Yeah.
To be fair to James, James is the only person that could, you know, say to Ian whatever he wanted and pull him out of like any slumps that he had. So it was an amazing thing to see. It was so nice. But I one thing was quite tough is that James, Ian and Andrew in the beginning... You guys, that ended quickly. You formed quite the bromance.
Yeah.
You were in Snake Rock and we were in the main camp, me and Miles. So as soon as you came over into the main camp, it was like being back at school and how I was at school.
Three alpha egos have just walked through
yeah,
the door.
But when I was at school, the only thing I could do in that point is just jump in and then just start rinsing them straight away and like just try and get into that as deep as possible. So just call him Noodle Arms for the first like day and a half and it was good.
That's simplicity.
Diffuse the situation. If you knew anything about his career, you had so much that you could have got at him.
Yeah. But it was like that because Roman did brilliant impressions. Like I don't think you appreciate like where some people came unstuck was that because you're sitting around, you're bored, you're tired, you're hungry. You want to have surface conversation. Like you want to delve into some bits. And there were some really incredible conversations about gender and LGBT and mental health and all this kind of stuff that didn't necessarily get aired. But Roman genuinely kept us alive with the questions. He would just get into me. And the one thing I didn't want to do was do what we do in a locker room and take the piss out of anyone.
Yeah.
Because people in the real world are much more sensitive. They don't have that kind of abuse. So it was day one when he turned up in a boat and he was wearing salmon trousers, right? Salmon trousers and white shirt.
Statement trousers.
We were like that going, yeah, straight. We were going, oh my God, like, he's really burnt his legs. Like getting into him, like, oh, it's terrible summer. Like, he's wearing a pair of salmon trousers. Is he? That's brave. And I saw, as he's waving with past, we were waving going, salmon trousers, interesting choice.
Thing is, Ascot got jealous of the rig quite early.
I did.
That was the problem. Because Nadine Coyle, she gave me a kind of backhanded compliment. I didn't quite know how to take it. She was like, you know, you've got one of those European bodies.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
What's the definition of that?
European body, yeah. Like edgy
kind of
tattoos.
Does that mean skinny ripped?
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Imagine an Italian man arriving on a vestibule with shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was for a while, I was CEO of Rig City. And then it's come, you know, just before he left, he was president.
Yeah, so it was.
We
bonded over training. Yeah, you took me through some training sessions and everything else like that when I was so weak. I was like, I think these boys lasted kind of longer than I were. And they were looking at me as I just couldn't do anything. And the next day, he'd do one dumbbell pull up and he'd be like, I'm like, I did tell you, didn't I? He's like, she just did a bit of abs. And he's mad on training as well. They didn't show any of it, but we had kind of this weird jungle setup. But he took me through some abs.
They would show the training because they
at the start,
they went through the like gym and showed the dumbbells and everything. And I was like, oh, it's gonna be lots of shots of Haas doing like bench or guns.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It was so
from
ridiculous.
Guns to showers. Oh, guns in the shower. I thought it was gonna be.
That's what I was thinking. Like, because I arrived in main camp first, right? And I knew that you were coming, so I was like, James is gonna love this. It's a full kind of like jungle gym type setup. But to be fair, there was like a funnel web spider that's right next to the bench that could jump out. Come a week and a half in, I'm going, I did not expect this is what I'd see in the gym every day. It was Hask holding 1 kg dumbbells facing Caitlyn Jenner about a foot away.
Shoulder rehab.
Shoulders, all day.
Shoulder rehab for a golf swing.
Honestly, he was swimmers. Just Caitlyn Jenner's rehabilitation doctor the whole time.
Well, she just would hit me if I didn't help her.
Yeah.
Get down there. I was like, we're going to work out. I was like, I don't want to, Caitlyn. I can't. I feel my arms. Well, you've got to work out. Today's the day to be great.
She's a machine.
She would train the whole time.
We're on the
oh, no, you're not in the outside. You're still part of it.
You're Fringe Festival today.
Yeah.
That's
it's
ITV Friends,
don't
you?
I've got dinner anyway, don't
worry. Yeah, don't worry.
You have very kindly got a role to perform tonight. You have come with a big sack.
Yes, a very big sack.
Well, this is from me. That's from me to Tins.
Oh, okay. Go. Who's the
that
Lord?
Is a picture.
Oh, that's Lord, no, that's from me to Tins. Who's that? You've got two. Both of those are yours. That's from me to you.
Right.
That is from me to Tinsley.
I'm very surprised you managed to afford to get you on this show.
Who says I'm doing it for a fee? Who says I'm doing it for a fee?
Because you're straight business, mate.
Have you not seen him? He's got a million followers.
He has. That's what I mean.
That's horrendous.
Is this your new handwriting?
Yeah. Yeah. Is that how you do your E's?
Yeah.
Can you just hold that up?
There's a few ways.
So for those who don't know, it's if any of you have ever seen Calvin and Hobbes, the writing is like that. Lord, you can go first.
Well,
so we're unwrapping our Christmas. These are Secret Santas.
Yeah.
Delivered by Roman Kemp. This is from me to you. Delivered by Roman Kemp. This is now
is this allowed? Is this allowed to be on?
Yeah. This is from me to you. It's a little assortment to help you into a better state in 2020.
A better state?
There is a lot of work to be done on the Lord. Nice wrapping paper.
Well,
am I allowed to open it? Because it's is it a controversial brand?
No. Given what 29 has been.
Yeah.
What is that?
You need that because
you've the finest non-alcoholic beverage that you can drink right now. There should be something else in there as well. Have a little rummage deeper.
Nasal strips. Excellent.
I was literally just listening, and you are like.
No. The question was asked, who is the heavy breather? And the public has spoken.
Okay. I was heavy breathing. I do heavy breathing.
We've got 60 there, so that gets us to the end of the series. Hold it up for the camera so people at home can see.
What?
Do you remember Robbie Fowler, 96, 97, Liverpool days? Used to bring him over.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Lovely.
So that opens up your nasal passages. So the viewers at home and listeners.
Yeah, beautiful. Robbie would be proud.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything else?
No? Listen, Bob's. Have it open the other one as well. No, smile? This is Christmas.
Oh,
me and Tad.
That's
Tad Furlong. Yeah, he plays for Ireland, and I.
Yeah,
no, his actual name
is that you in the background, Tim?
I can't pronounce his name.
His name is Tadhg Furlong. He's one of the finest players in the world right now, and the House of Rugby can't seem to get his name right.
Tadhg Furlong.
Tadhg Furlong.
What position is he?
He's
basically How would you say T A D H?
No, T A D G H.
T D H. Tag.
T A D
G H. T A G D.
Yeah. T A D G H.
T A D G H. Yeah.
How do you pronounce that?
How do you pronounce that?
Tad. Tadhg.
Yeah.
Tag.
Tadhg.
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 Right. Put Tadhg on the because he can go onto the wall of fame behind us.
By the way, can I say something? Does that look anything like me?
So we're currently looking.
Who's drawn that?
Well, he's got more hair. That's a problem.
And that's Roman Kemp finishing the show. Thank you so much, Roman. Go back to your little show on Capital.
Right, Hoffleberries. In you go.
Right, I've got a card.
Thank you very much, by the way.
Dearest James.
I'm entirely sure that I'd expect a little bit more kind of.
Yeah.
Dearest James, all the best.
Not a Holly Bear and a lovely photo. James.
Nasal strips were very well approved.
Right. Dearest James, all the best for this festive period. Love, Lord Michael Tindall. Lovely.
Lovely. Super. Christmas wishes.
Oh, what's this?
That's a box of testicles.
Is it?
Yeah, you have to eat them all. There is an assortment.
It's like being at public school again.
An assortment of farmyard testicles.
Oh, what is that?
I don't know.
Tonight, love from
Santa. Spicy mustard.
It's a curry ball.
It's a what ball?
It's a curry ball.
Okay. Wow. You really have done well. The rig was bad there, wasn't it? It's not great, is it?
That's some rigatoni pasta, that.
That is. Yeah. But no, it's not great. It's a bit bloated and sort of, you know.
It's all the oil.
Show us the camera.
It's lighting
up. Oh, you'd like that emo band.
Oh, very good.
Just to show that, because Roman's like, he's like my emo cousin, you know, like the weird sort of over-emotional cousin. Got an earring, into music, European body. Jacqueline was like my little sister and Miles was like my little brother. And then we had the weird emo cousin who turns in with a hoodie on plus plays indie music. Very much like he turned up with a Christmas hat on.
Yeah, it was like that. Dressed all in
black. I love the fact Tins has given Hask a photo of Hask for Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically the perfect present.
Yeah,
Or a mirror.
Yeah. That's going on his bedside table.
A mirror and a microphone.
Do you know, it's a shame you haven't got it laminated because that would have been really useful.
Wipe it down. Yeah.
Producer Si laughing and then taking that out of the show.
Yeah. Producer Si, he's a bit ruthless with his old editing scalpel. Right, well,
and he's literally
buzzed. Alex from James.
He's literally done.
Have you actually purchased this?
Yeah, of course I flipping have.
Or do you send someone out to get it for
me? No. Well, I always send someone out to get something for me. You've got to have a runner, haven't you? No, I did get it. I went out and got it today.
There's been an underwhelming flavour to the Christmas presents.
Yeah, we spent all the budget on Roman. We couldn't fucking. There's no money left for presents.
I don't know what you think. Do you think I am? Coming here for free.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah. Shut up.
Can you tell him to do a bit more of that? Because he's at the moment.
Well, there must be some sort of tax break. This must be a charity gig, isn't it?
You fucking penis.
Oh, lovely. Go on, get it on.
Oh, that's nice.
Get it on.
Is that tweed?
It's got patches. It's a very nice
£9.99. The budget was £20. Yeah, where's the tenner?
The wrapping paper and the note.
You bastard. The budget was £20.
Yeah, but...
And you've spent a tenner.
Yeah, but that's all you need.
Get it on.
No, right, but it's, okay. Yeah, spend what you need.
Like, no, don't spend what you need. It's spend the budget.
No, but I cut the cloth accordingly. Like, I cut that. No, no. Right,
thank you very much. It's a lovely jacket with elbow patches that makes me confirmed. It actually does
it's
fit.
It's a good fit.
It does
good
fit. Fit. I will give you that. It does fit.
And you know what the best thing is? That's probably the...
Well, I was going to say...
I don't want to say that, but actually, as I opened that, I thought, yes, actually, that will fit.
Is it either, is either really good for that or good for teaching geography?
Yes, well, yeah. Exactly.
No, but he,
an Oxbow Lake or Terminal Moraine or yeah. A little bit on the CBD.
Corrasion, erosion, erosion. He, your thing is, what you don't know about Alex Rowe, because you've probably never heard of him, because he was on Sky
Can't
a long time ago.
A lot of, got it?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Yeah. He's like Downton Abbey. That's how he operates. Right. Very, very posh. It, you know, the very fact he's talking to us common people is a miracle.
You went to Windsor. You can't call yourself.
Yeah. Baby. Okay. Well, I mean, imagine. Okay. Imagine. I'll give you an example. I was born in Windsor, looking at the castle. He's in the okay, castle.
He's in the castle. Right. Right.
And his entire wardrobe consists of.
I'm in the castle.
Oh, he's in the castle. Actually, he's in the castle. He's next to the castle. I'm in the car park. I'm Bin Juice.
Yeah.
Great reference.
Yeah. You've actually gone to Oxfam to buy my Christmas present.
Yeah, but, yeah,
but like literally,
it's
gone
giving
to Oxfam.
Back.
Giving back. What's wrong with you? He's supporting charity
show in the UK.
That's it. He gave
it. 50% of the budget.
No,
in
but he
Oxfam.
Gave the other 10 to them. To
yeah,
them.
And also the thing is,
did you
is
give that, the other 10 quid to Oxfam?
Did you not? Okay, did you
give the other 10
pounds? Did you? Yes,
that's
did
a definite
you,
no.
Did you give the other 10 pounds? Did you give the other 10 pounds?
Yes, I did. Alex, did you not just turn to Roman Kemp and say to him, "I wish you do to teach James to do more for charity. I've just done it. You're welcome. Thank you."
Did you give
that your honour? Yes, I did. Of course, I did. I went to Doris. I went, "Listen, I'll have a plastic bag," and she went, "That'll be a pound." I said, "It is £10, love. Put it in the box for all them sick kids." That's what I said, and I said, "Have that," and they went, "Will you do an appearance?" I said, "Maybe, speak to my agent," you know, and that's what I said. But you've right. Got a tweed jacket out of it that you might get. Your wife, if she sees you in that, you might get action.
I am actually genuinely quite pleased with my jacket.
You are, honestly, he's got a friend that he had a friend in Japan that he brought with him called Framboise Waddle Dudley.
Is that a joke?
No, that's a name. That's a name. This is the kind of people
actually,
we hang around.
He's actually Ambrose, but we.
His nickname's Framboise, but it's actually Ambrose Waddle Dudley, right? And he's got a mate. But he's got a mate called Tom who's so posh.
How can I not? Waddle Dudley.
Yeah, Waddle Dudley, and he's got a mate called Tom who's so posh. It's like his tongue's on backwards. He's like,
"Where are you from?"
Dorset.
Dorset.
Yeah.
Can you tell
me the birth? He actually owns Dorset. If you put on the map, it's like Dorset. Yeah. He turned up in a penny farthing earlier today.
You've never
right.
Met. Right.
We finished
this
show.
We
finished the show on what is a something of a shambles called the Guinness Perfect Pour. It's a weekly test in 119 and a half seconds.
So all the research on the best player of 2019 is just
don't worry about that. Let's go. We've wasted that on tweed jackets and non-alcoholic beer of your choice. So it's quick fire questions. We're going to go, all three of you, it's the first thing that comes into your head. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you happy to play along?
Yes.
This is one of his
three,
games.
3, 2, 1. Who decorates your Christmas tree?
My mum.
My wife.
Wife.
Real tree or fake tree?
Real.
Fake.
Real.
What?
No, fake.
You are a disgrace.
No!
Advent calendars, yes or no?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But by the way,
no, shut
caveat,
up,
no, real chocolate companies, you can't have fake ones. You've got to have like Lindt or Nestle.
And there is another Cadbury's. Chocolate company out there called The Wizards. Thank you.
It's a Wonderful Life was recently voted the best Christmas movie of all time. Discuss.
Yeah.
The
Lie.
Grinch.
Bullshit.
The Grinch.
Lie. The Elf.
Do you send Christmas cards?
No.
I used to, not anymore. Can't be asked.
Yes.
Do you dress up on Christmas Day?
No.
Yes, normally in some sort of onesie setup, like a comedy onesie, like a Christmas elf or something.
Fucking one word.
You Jesus. Do Christmas Day.
Yeah, of course.
He's so hashtag gram with the missus.
Yeah. I'm constantly Instagram ready at all times like that. And my followers went up by 200,000. Thanks very much. Nothing.
Do you dress up on Christmas Day?
Black
tie? White tie?
Yes. Numerous ones. I told you last year about the Santa suit that went down slightly awkwardly.
It did when... indeed.
Do you dress for dinner and breakfast at your house?
Yes. Like, we change for every course.
Of course you do.
Do you, best Christmas Day argument you've ever had?
My dad bought me bongos.
And your reaction was?
Why the fuck did you buy me bongos?
Good, I like that.
My dad bought me a pool table when I wanted a laptop. And then and it was a point where I thought he was joking all the way until I realised he'd bought me a pool table. I'd never once ever played pool in my entire life or had any interest in pool. And I still never played it. And I still didn't get a laptop. And that's why I'm dumb and I can't write and I'm not so good at exams.
Quite good at pool?
Right, pool now.
Mine would be the story earlier about the Sega Mega Drive.
Have you ever been caroling?
Yes, last year my missus is Swiss Austrian and I sang in German in Austria.
Wow, what was your Christmas carol of choice?
Das Fun Christmas.
How does that
go? Fudenbargen.
Mate, I can know. It's off sheet.
Off sheet.
Well, you can't even remember
Christmas
his dad's
of choice.
So.
Was it sheet or was it a good?
No, it was there. It was all right.
All right.
Christmas carol of choice.
Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem and No, I Never Done It.
Christmas carol of yes. choice.
Have you ever been caroling?
Silent Night?
Do you have a caroling?
Yeah, I would. I'm a big fan of A Silent Night, actually.
Yeah, Silent Night, yeah.
Oh, come on, you faithful. If carol has come to your door, how do you react?
Yeah.
Is that an open or a close?
Close.
That's a close.
Oh, will you fuck off?
No, no. Out comes the blunderbuss.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Mine's an open. Lovely. Thank you so much.
There's your 20 quid.
Shit. Yeah. No, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Listen to the whole thing.
I use... No, this is what I do. This is what I do. Generally, I open the door, like sit there for a prolonged amount of time, wait until they finish, use the candy that all the kids didn't eat for Halloween, give it to them, then shut the door.
Right.
I think we live in a weird generation now where it's like, if anyone's outside your door singing, you're worried.
This is very true. Like, 2019.
Like, why are they ringing my doorbell?
CCTV. Yeah.
This is a great point. 2019, I'm behind my door, I'm terrified, changed my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holly or Ivy?
Or Holly.
Ivy.
Ivy it is.
Holly.
Good. Only Fools and Horses Christmas Special or The Royal Family Christmas Special?
Neither. The Office Christmas Special.
Strong.
Only Fools and Horses Christmas Special.
Yeah.
The Crown Christmas Only Special. Fool. Radio Times or TV Times?
TV Times.
None of them.
Yeah, neither.
So do you circle the best shows?
Not on radio. Not moved although into I am the, Boxing Day. Boxing Day, we are doing Jungle Radio with Kate Garraway.
Are you?
Have you not moved into the modern era where you don't... It, you just look at the TV guide on your TV.
But for some reason, Christmas is the only time where you do see the TV times and you go, oh, this is on at this time. It's like, you could just download it here, but it's weird.
Why are you doing Jungle Radio with Kate? Obviously, you didn't want big ratings. Did you want like a medium...
Myself and Kate Garraway are doing Jungle Radio.
Right.
1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Right. And when are we doing Jungle Radio, which would be better than what you're doing
in Jungle Radio?
Yeah, but I should have been, because I was robbed, because I got voted out.
What I love about this is you are just seeing your stock plummet.
Yeah. We couldn't plummet anymore. He's got a million followers.
There are investors selling right now.
Christmas jumpers, yes or no?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
He's got a million followers for looking arty.
Great. Kissing under the mistletoe, yes or no?
With my missus, yeah.
Yeah, with someone else's missus, this is even better.
That's no staying in. It's fucking staying in. Your Christmas
fine.
Is
put off. It in. I would say, always kiss your missus and the mister.
Good.
Yes. Safe.
Love that. That'll be in the Daily Mail tomorrow. Yeah. No worries about that. Best Christmas panto?
The one I saw James in. Critterella.
Yeah.
That was phenomenal. He was honestly amazing.
No, but you did for Paddy McGuinness, the best impression of Paddy McGuinness ever.
When I came here, I thought he was still wearing the makeup from it.
It's my favourite.
I know.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Cut up, yeah.
Cuddling. I would say panto was a Cinderella.
Fuck. Even name of panto.
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Sleeping Beauty.
Is it not like a Buckingham Palace panto where you sort of dress up?
I went to watch Sleeping Beauty the other day, so I'm going to say that.
Oh yeah, what about your ABBA thing?
That is fucking. That is really good, by the way.
Good.
And my cousin is a star. Yeah.
Well done, her. Do you leave mince pies out for Santa? What else do you leave?
Mince pies, brandy for Santa, and a glass of milk just to wash it all down, and then I do. Carrots for the reindeer.
Yeah, I do mince pies, sherry, carrots for the reindeer, and a copy of Perfect Fit just to get in. Because after all that, he needs to learn about calories and stuff like that.
Right, super stuff.
Mia, I like... no, cookies.
Not traditional, but go with it, yeah.
What's wrong with cookies?
It's very American.
Yeah. What year did Queen Elizabeth II make her first Queen's speech?
Televised Queen's speech. Yep. 1962.
I'm going to say 1955.
I think it's in between. I'm going to go 57.
1957.
Oh!
I said 1955.
So did I just nail it?
Yeah, you nailed it. Well,
it would be quite disappointing if you didn't.
Inside info.
Yeah.
Well done.
Santa Claus or Father Christmas?
Father Christmas.
Father Christmas.
Santa.
Oh, you are like proper tank fast.
Am I Americanized?
Boxing Day sales, yes or no?
100%.
Never.
Never.
Selection boxes, yes or no?
100% lose the Garibaldi.
Good.
Yes, 100% biscuits and also chocolate selection boxes. Right. Quality Street
or
roses.
What is the last roses or Quality Street in the box?
The strawberry flavoured ones.
Nah, the toffee.
We've talked about this. The toffee penny. Boring. You lose your teeth, but the toffee penny are unbelievable.
Nah. Yeah.
Do me a favour, actually.
I'm on my family's page on that. Triangle. Toffee or a coffee or something.
Hopefully my family will buy me a giant toffee penny and do the whole lot in.
Well, maybe just pull the whole shit.
Satsumas in your stockings, yes or no?
Terry's chocolate orange, not Satsumas.
Like that?
No, my mum tried it once and we bollocked her and she never did it again.
Yeah, we talked about last year's Terry Chocolate Orange.
If you could watch one Christmas movie every Christmas until the end of time, what would it be? Are you going to stick with?
Between mine and James's, yeah.
The Grinch.
Really?
Or Home Alone.
Yes. Home Alone.
Elf.
The Holiday.
What is wrong with you? Do you watch it on a projector or sort of a magic lantern or the slideshow?
So you've ditched Love Actually straight off the bat.
I like them both. I have to play a role. It's really tiresome, but I have to make people look good, and that's what.
Oh, you have to play a role. What role are you playing? Really posh, interbred, tweed-wearing fool.
I'm surprised no one said Die Hard.
We have debated Die Hard on last year's Christmas show and this year's Christmas show. Is it a Christmas movie?
It's not, but people like to think it is. Well, it's Bruce Willis, last
year. But you know, he holds all these like real deep and meaningful, like, what's the favorite nation's favorite biscuit? Orange Club, wasn't it?
I said UK's best ever biscuit is an Orange Club. Prove me wrong.
I would go Mint Club way over Orange Club just to start things off. Wagon Wheel.
Is it Wagon Wheel
Jaffa
Biscuit?
Cake.
Is it
Wagon Wheel Biscuit? Jaffa Cake.
Because it goes hard when it's off, not soft.
No, I'd go Penguin. All. Pick up a Penguin.
Close. Yeah, and also Penguin, you get a joke inside.
Yeah,
very good.
Oh, yeah. Do you? Does that still affect?
Yeah.
Super stuff.
You're so out of touch. Like a crack. You don't know how much a pint of milk costs now, do you, from your ivory tower?
No, I don't. Thank you very much indeed for coming on. You've brought a touch of festive spirit to this show that was sorely lacking.
And do you know what? Since meeting Roman, I've now converted to listen to Capital every morning.
Have you really?
Yeah, so it's
quite
exciting.
What's next for you? Where's the career is doing that? Tell us what James could have won.
What's it like to get a million followers? Go on, tell us.
We've got something good. I'm hosting New Year's Eve on BBC One.
Are you really?
Yeah, with the fireworks. Myself and Craig David is performing on BBC One.
So hello to Craig, we're friends.
I will do.
Yeah, all right.
Didn't he offer to come play at your wedding?
No, they thought I was going to pay. Yeah, he said it mates rates, and they were like, pay 150 grand. I was like, not the good mates, are we?
No.
He sorted me out for me to DJ for him in Ibiza, so we are good friends, and I love Craig. Very talented man. And I could have bloody presented that for half the fee. Not as well.
What I love about this is literally the dream.
I know.
And... You've got your dustpan and brush.
I've actually achieved nothing.
I'll be heavily disappointed if I don't see you in a panto next year.
So he went in the jungle in the slips of something, and he's still just in the slips of someone else.
Yeah. I've honestly achieved nothing apart from starve, upset the nation, and get my face kicked in. But I made some friends. For life, so that's good.
We bloody love you.
For 2 weeks.
Thank you. For 2 weeks until Roman finds out I'm a bad influence, and when his PR manager goes, you really don't want to be photographed next to that arsehole. And then we're gone.
Can you just give a little shout on Insta just to get
him? Yeah, boost him
He's
up.
At James Haskell.
Yeah.
Do you follow him yet?
No.
Not a lot of good content on there.
Wise choice, it's really boring.
Lots of top off photos and stuff.
That is it. I'm actually quite enjoying the double jacket combo. Little tweed, honestly, little Ross
London.
It actually looks like you've got a little bit more tweed in your arm, so it's good for
you. But do you know why? I bought it because you will use it.
Genuinely.
Okay, do you know what the other thing was, where I was going to spunk all the budget before I gave the elderly woman the extra money and met all the kids in the charity shop, was I wanted to get some taxidermy, but some bad taxidermy. I wanted a fox with its jaw on backwards.
Do you follow crap taxidermy?
Yeah, I do. I wanted to buy you a pigeon. Or like an owl or something with a dishevelled face or like the eyes on backwards.
To go with the hippo, the rhino and the elephant.
Yes.
Yeah, lovely.
His front room is like out of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective 2's that Wall of Death.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, he's very much into heavy game hunting.
Thank you for coming on. Superstar.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with it all. We'll be following your career with great interest as you rise to the heights of the nation, and Hask will be lingering.
Getting filled in for cash in car parks.
It's like when Maverick flew through the jet stream with Hask and he's into a flat spin.
I'm Goose.
Goose. Damn it, Maverick.
I was his Goose.
Out next year.
So excited about it.
I'm literally like Goose, though. I've hit my face on the canopy. Judging by this, I've flown and been whizzed through the jet engine. Yeah. No one's even turned up for my funeral. Oh, there's Gweese. It was actually Goose. Don't worry about it.
That is it, would you believe?
Maybe you're happy about that.
House of Rugby Christmas special. And for House of Rugby in 2019 as well. We're going to take a week off next week because we're all away. I was going to be asked. We're back on January the 7th with James and Joe Marler, who keeps saying yes. So hopefully we'll have Joe Marler on the show. His career's going quite well as well, actually.
Very well.
Yeah, Sky One, he's got new endorsement
Sky
deals.
One? Was
he on
Sky One?
He's presenting on Sky One now.
Is he?
Yeah.
I can't get a gig. I can't get a gig outside the street.
You've got to talk waffle about a horse and then you can get anything you want.
So I'm being told to wrap. Thank you. And it actually says thank you literally to the millions who have watched and listened to the show. I cannot believe we are saying that, but thank you to the millions who have watched and listened to the
9 million.
This shambles of a show this year. Thank you to all of you who came to the live shows in London as well. Japan too.
Hang on, we've reached 9 million people, but only 500,000.
Yeah. That's how bad it is.
It makes you feel better, only 20,000 people follow me.
There are a lot of people on a free trial who are not taking up the endorsement.
Why would they not want it? It's 24 hours of just me.
got more live shows around the country in 2020, apparently. I don't know anything.
I don't know about that either. Yeah.
Super stuff, details to come. We've got lots of great things to come from us next year as well. There is one actually genuinely very exciting plan in the pipeline for February. We are very excited about that. Thank you to Tins. Happy Christmas to you and the missus and the family.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas to the Hoff.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas to you and the missus, and here's to a happy 2020. Roman, you've been a star. Thank you for being on.
Thank you very much.
Come and see us again another time soon, if budgets allow.
I will do.
Thank you for looking after him in the jungle and saving his career and ours as well. Happy Christmas, happy new year to all of you. Thank you. Have a great new year. We'll see you again in 2020. Lots of love and hugs. Bye for now.
Bye.
You've been listening to the House of Rugby on Joe, together with Guinness. Drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.co.uk for the facts.